Welcome back to Yahoo Finance. I want to highlight earnings for Sanofi, which reported Q4 earnings, revenue clocking in at $11.3 billion for bottom line earnings per share of $1.57. Let's dive a little bit deeper into that report with the CFO of Sanofi, Jean-Baptiste de Chatillon, joins us live on the program alongside Yahoo Finance healthcare reporter Anjali Kemlani. So Jean-Baptiste, it's great to have you on the program this morning. Just wondering if you could just break down those numbers for us. What did you see as the big drivers for your business in the last quarter?
Well, we are lucky enough to enjoy two main growth drivers in specialty care with our drug Dupixent, but also oncology, rare, but also in vaccines. You know, in vaccines, we are accelerating our growth with flu vaccination, and it has been a great success in 2021. 7.1% growth with a significant improvement on our margin. Margin expansion, at the same time, top line growth, but most importantly, investment in R&D increasing. And that's why we are here, is to invest in science. And we've been developing in 2021, entering into a clinic, first in human, 10 new molecules. And that's a great achievement for us. We're quite happy to deliver this in 21.
Jean-Baptiste, Anjali here. Speaking of those vaccines, I know there was a little bit of a dip because of influenza, and so that rollout there. But I want a quick catch up on the COVID vaccine. I know that you've done a booster study as well as are continuing to develop and co-develop with GSK, as well as have, of course, you know, completed that transaction with mRNA company. And so I just wanted to know, putting it all together, where do you stand right now? Where do you see the market for your vaccine?
Yeah, great question. Thank you very much. First, concerning the pandemic on COVID-19, we are all in to fight the pandemic. And as you know, we are producing hundreds of millions of doses before the end of H1 this year. We'll have produced a lot of doses of existing vaccines from competition to fight the pandemic. We are in to protect people, to help protecting people with this vaccination. But our plan now is clearly to develop our own mRNA platform. We did the acquisition of Translate Bio a few months ago, and we are preparing all sorts of different targets to be developed on the base of this mRNA platform. It's a significant investment, both in Boston and in France, and it's really looking great. We are developing, we're moving from unmodified to modified mRNA, preparing an mRNA vaccination, which is second generation with very low side effects, with thermostability. So it's another formulation, and that's what we will be delivering over time.
And you stand in a pretty envious position as one of the larger companies that have known to be dealing with vaccines for some time. You have that global perspective. I wonder on that front, what you see in terms of the COVID global market right now, especially as you've been helping manufacture so many of the other vaccines. How do you see the movement and delivery distribution of that? And sort of where do you see it moving in terms of overall vaccines for the upcoming year?
Yeah, we'll see that it has been very difficult to predict anything from the epidemiology side on this crisis. But it will normalize at one stage. And what we see looking forward is a renewed interest on understanding of the importance of vaccination for prophylaxis. Just let me give you an example. RSV. RSV is an incredible opportunity to prevent babies to hit the ICU. And in terms of pandemic period, I mean, it's a drama. When you are already fooled with COVID-19 patients, seeing those babies going to the ICU for RSV is a real problem. We are launching for the next RSV season, nirsevimab, which will be, for all infants, a possibility to protect them from RSV. So that's a good example of the development of this market on the vaccination, because I think now people we see understand much better the need on what it brings to protect population.
Jean-Baptiste, you highlighted Dupixent as a big growth driver for your business, sales growth 53% in 2021. But as you look ahead, how much of that is going to continue to be the driver for your business. Now that you're talking about mRNA vaccines, looking ahead to distribution, how do you see that mixture breaking down?
Well, we see our immunology franchise growing over time in an incredible way. We think we have the capacity to become the leading company in terms of immunology for the next decade. Of course, Dupixent is a lead asset, but we have many other mechanisms of actions coming behind that we are developing and that will help broaden our scope in immunology. Dupixent, we said in December 19 that it could hit peak sales above 10 billion, 10 billion plus. And at the time, there was skepticism. But now, looking at Q4 sales, we are already annualizing above 6 billion. So now the next question is, where can you go? And I tell you, this drug is going to grow fast and in a very remarkable way with new indications, with new geographies. Just take an example. In a few months, 30,000 patients in China. And it's incredible because this drug is such a relief for the patients who are suffering from from atopic dermatitis that it's really great to think of all those patients who can experience the relief of this drug. Yeah, so potential for growth for Dupixent is very significant.
Shomav Tisin, finally, looking at, you know, the rebrand of the company and looking out at the future, dropping that Pasteur name, of course, sentimental, we know, in the health space. But looking at it from the broad perspective, I know one of the focuses of the company has been access to health. So as we've seen in this past year, a lot of energy around biotech and higher risk, strategies. How do you plan to balance all that with the company moving forward?
We have a very specific positioning. We enjoy general medicine business where we committed to keep it flat, not decreasing, but flat, highly accretive, which allow us to be very, very strong in terms of investment in early science and develop our portfolio in specialty care. So it's really a great balance in terms of risk reward where we can really be bold in our developments. I could take another example. In our portfolio, we are waiting for the results of phase 3 of amcenestrant, a breast cancer drug. Well, this could bring a real transformation with an oral product. And you know that for this product, it's sometimes very long, a long time you have on the drug. Having an oral in this field would be great. So we are really going to for innovation, as I said, and very confident that we will be part of the big innovation, bringing really transformative medicine to the patients.
Well, we would love to have you back on the show as we track your company's progress. Jean-Baptiste Deschatillon, Sanofi CFO, alongside our very own Anjali Kamlani.